This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today, in my series of casual chats with the six Democrats running for mayor of Philadelphia, a conversation with Doug Oliver. This former spokesman for Mayor Michael Nutter stepped down from his post as senior vice president at Philadelphia Gas Works to run for the city's top office. I caught up with Oliver at a cafe near his Center City campaign headquarters to talk about his formative years, among other things.
Three words to describe Philadelphia.
Gritty, authentic, fun.
What's your relationship with Philadelphia?
It's a love story. It has its ups, it has its downs, but it typically ends well.
Explain.
I can spend all day complaining about everything that's wrong with it, but I never leave. I always come back to it. We argue and then we get over it. Ultimately, in the calculation of what's good and what's bad, there's always more good than bad. And I think those are the relationships that are strongest.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Germantown section of the city, just a few blocks up from Wayne Junction. It's a neighborhood called Hollow, named after Happy Hollow Playground, rec center, right there. I stayed there until I think the seventh grade when we moved to a small co-op on Green Street between Upsall and Johnson. And at that point, I ended up leaving the city to go to Milton Hershey School.
Siblings, lots of friends.
Lots of friends. I was born to a single mom, and at the age of 10, she had a second child, my younger brother. A very religious family, so I grew up in a church, and the church becomes part of your family.
So raised by your mother, you went off to boarding school.
Yeah.
What was it like leaving home?
Well, I left in the ninth grade, and it was a very, very difficult time for me, primarily because growing up without a dad, but growing up with a little brother, I felt like I was the man of the house. So when I got to Milton Hershey School, it was more the discipline that they imposed on my life that I didn't like. It was a 4:30 wake up. But more so than a 4:30 wake up was the 8 p.m. bedtime. Well, what is this? And what was really scary was it didn't look anything like the city. So I felt like I was a kid, wasn't afraid of much, except for corn stalks. walking down a unlit road with corn stalks taller than you, that'll put the fear of God into a young kid.
So Milton Hershey School is for economically disadvantaged kids?
Yep.
Am I right with
it
that?
It started out as an orphanage. It wasn't a disciplinary school. It was more preventative, and so it got me at the right time. But for the grace of God, I could have easily gone, my life could have gone in a different direction. As a quick aside, I failed the fifth grade. I was in Cedar Grove Christian Academy. I had just come from High Street Christian Academy. I did well in Greenfield before schools went on strike. I did well at High Street. I got to Cedar Grove and I started acting up. So now I'm in the fifth grade again. But now I'm in class with people who were fourth graders the year before, and all of my friends were now sixth graders. I needed to find some way to show those fourth graders that I was superior to them. I began to bully kids. My behavior started to act up. I was embarrassed. Now, I couldn't tell you this as a fifth grader. I was just acting up in school. I was talking back to my teachers. I was rebelling. But my behavior reflected more where I was. I was falling behind. And had I stayed at that school, I would have fallen behind further. But I got kicked out of that school. It was probably one of the best things that happened to me, because when I landed at Pickett Middle School, the class was easy. The rigor of the classroom just wasn't there, so my academic performance began to improve, but now I was a victim of being bullied, and this wasn't right either. I had a mom who was able to navigate me through this educational system until the point where we found the right match, and for me that was Milton Hershey School. But now I think about kids who are in school today. They're not reading on grade level. How much of the violence that we see in our schools because kids are acting up for things that have nothing to do with math or science, but the fact that their homes are broken, that we haven't found jobs for their fathers when they come out of jail, and so now they're not in their kids' lives, or ADHD or other behavioral health issues. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why kids don't do well in school that have nothing to do with the teachers. Just being mindful of those things, I think, is important if we expect to change our system here in the city of Philadelphia.
Leadership, when did that click for you?
I've always been taught that you don't have to be in a position to lead, that you can lead from wherever you are. So even as I talk to my 12-year-old son about leadership, I show him that he can do that even now. The good leaders manage down, right? I'm the boss. You work for me. But good leaders also manage across to people who don't have any requirement to listen or respond to them. They have to influence, and they have to manage up people that they report to who can tell them what to do. I don't know when I learned that, but I think it may have been even as young as an eight-year-old when my mom, in the absence of my father, took great effort to make sure that I was in front of leaders, people who were doing beyond just talking, particularly African-American leaders, and I simply was a student. A sponge, a dry sponge. I've learned as much from watching leaders that I don't like as I did from those that do. I like to think that I've taken the best of all of them. There are times when I was once asked by a mentor, would I rather be loved or feared? And I didn't know what the answer was, but why not be loved? I don't want to be hated. I don't want people scared of me. But he went on to explain that when people love you, they can wake up in the morning and decide that they don't want to love you anymore. It's up to them when that relationship ends. But when they fear you, it's up to you. I couldn't disagree with that concept more. For me, I've looked at leaders who've been loved, and I've looked at leaders who've been feared, and I see that and there's all sorts of iterations in between, but I've looked at it and said, you know, who am I? What's my personality? What do I think? Oftentimes, it's a little bit of everybody. And that's really what I've done over my life is get to know, observe, watch, been in presence of strong and weak leaders and pulled the best from them all.